Here's what Bally's told regulators in a filing late Friday. Conditions and events raised substantial doubt about the company's ability to continue as a going concern. Here's what it means. The gaming company doesn't have enough cash on hand to satisfy its lenders. It's trying to change that, but executives say they're concerned the company may have to seek bankruptcy protection in the next 12 months. Bally's insists these issues have nothing to do with Chicago Alderman's vote legalizing neighborhood video gambling terminals. Of course, that's why Bally's claims it's delaying construction on the non-gaming parts of its permanent casino. Downtown Alderman and frequent Bally's critic Brian Hopkins told me last week this is why he opposed the company's casino bid in the first place.
They didn't seem to be in a strong financial position, and that is now being borne out across the country.
Bally's says it has the financing to finish the Chicago project. We're at City Hall. Jeff Buckles, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.